This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, March 11th, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels is calling for a truce on social issues to make a better stab at solving the big fiscal issues, massive debt and continuing overspending. Daniels may be a presidential candidate soon. Politically, it's a gamble, but one with a track record worth examining. That from John Samples, director of the Cato Institute Center for Representative Government and author of The Struggle to Limit Government.
Actually, this is the exact strategy that Senator Rand Paul pursued in Kentucky, which is focusing on debt, focusing on the dangers posed by debt, deficits, and overspending. Even in with a socially conservative electorate, Senator Paul found that that worked very well. And I think that's what Governor Daniels is suggesting. The real danger, the one that has to be confronted, and the one that can bring a majority of the votes, is the overspending and the problems of debt and what it means for the future of the country.
Karl Rove, who I think discovered or crafted a strategy for 04 that injected a lot of wedge issues into a presidential election year, and I think had great success with that. Is that fair to say?
Well, 2004, we do have to remember on the gay marriage issue that the president himself said almost nothing about gay marriage, but that the people in the coalition, a network of people associated with social conservatives, ministers and so on, did send out the message that President Bush is against gay marriage and so on. But that tells you something, and here is the something. Between 1996 and now, the opposition to gay marriage has gone down by 16 percentage points nationally. That's an unbelievable number. I don't think there's any other issue or question in political polling that has changed so much over that time. So even as halfway between, basically, 2004, you see Republicans saying, well, this is a good way to mobilize social conservatives, but we really can't be for it because we're likely to lose as many votes as we gain.
But through a primary process, what is the saying, in order to be a good senator, one must first be a senator? That is, in order to be a nominee, you must first win primaries. Mm-hmm. And primaries, the activist base of the Republican Party are more likely to be in the minority generally on these issues.
That's correct. I mean, Richard Land, who is one of the leaders of the social conservatives, has said in a recent editorial, you know, that he looks at Tea Party and social conservative points of view and says, what he said was, for Republicans to do anything to de-energize this voting block of social conservatives would amount to political suicide. So the idea is these people have to show up. And indeed, it's thought now, looking back, that Rudolph Giuliani's big problem was that he was not right on these issues and so on. So you do see this is kind of a problem that in the 70s and 80s the Democrats were thought to have prior to Bill Clinton, which was anything you did to win the nomination would be sure to destroy your chances of winning the general election. And I think ultimately Dr. Land is saying something like that without intending to, which is that it may be the case that winning the nomination will be fatal to winning the general election.
Obviously, there then is a balance to be struck. Mitch Daniels is betting that this truce to social conservatives will win him what group? Presumably independents and right-leaning independents?
Well, down the line in the general election, there's a lot of evidence that staying off of these abortion and gay marriage will reap electoral benefits, that will make possible a close fight with President Obama. So I think that's what he's thinking. The other thing he's thinking in terms of the actual primaries is that because of President Obama and because of what's happened in his term in office, that Republicans will really, really want to win. And they will put these things to the side, to social conservative issues, will have a social truce in order to hold together and defeat President Obama. So he's counting on that being the most important thing for the primaries.
What evidence is there that these voters who care so much about one particular side of these somewhat divisive social issues are going to be energized by the kinds of issues that energized Kentucky voters, even Kentucky Republicans? Rand Paul won the primary by 20 points against Mitch McConnell's handpicked candidate. What tells us that 2012 is going to be a year in which these kinds of people will be animated just as much by fiscal hard-nosed issues?
Well, for one thing, the debt situation, the prospective fiscal crisis that does seem to be still oncoming in the United States is not likely to have changed. I mean, unless we get some unexpected large deal on entitlements, the numbers are still going to be the same. They're going to be out there. So that's part of it. The other part is, I think, even leaders of the Christian conservatives say that their supporters care a lot about these issues, and along with the social issues. So I think there is some evidence to think that that kind of focus will still work in 2012.
What makes Mitch Daniels think that this is a good wager?
Well, think about Barack Obama, first of all. What happened between 2008-2010? He lost independents. There was about a 33-point move against him among independents, just a huge number that he won, that he lost in 2010 in the midterm. If you look at what independents think about abortion and gay marriage, what you find is that majorities support both gay marriage, and they support having abortion legal in most or all cases. Now, they're not huge majorities, but they still are majorities, and these are independents, and it's very possible that in the election to come that they could be the difference between two equally mobilized and excited and highly polarized partisan bases. The independents will once again make the difference, and they're not, you know, you're not going to get majorities by running against gay marriage and running against abortion in that group.
John Samples is director of the Cato Institute Center for Representative Government and author of The Struggle to Limit Government. You can order your copy at cato.org.